Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fain moves to third. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain scores. Minoso moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy strikes out. 1 out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrasquel for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mealy moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler bunts towards the mound. Parnell juggles the ball. That's an error on Parnell. Mealy scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Red Wilson pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan strikes out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott is walked intentionally. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Bob Elliott. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry is walked intentionally. Rivera moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce strikes out. There goes Wilson. The tag by White and Wilson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Jim Rivera now playing center field. Sam Mealy now playing right field. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel juggles the ball. That's an error on Kel. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from White and he is safe. Carrasquel steals second. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fane strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fane out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Williams reaches second base with a double. George Kel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kel is 0 for 2 in the game. Kel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Kel reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Umflett reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling is walked intentionally. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 2 in the game. Parnell hits a line drive into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White scores. 1 out. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Umflett moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Nellie Fox pinch hits for Jim Rivera. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Wilson moves to third. Ryan moves to second. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Neil Berry. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Ryan scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-4 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards left. Williams catches it and throws to second to double up Boyd. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Bud Sheely now catching. Nellie Fox now playing second base. Bob Boyd now playing left field. Sam Mealy now playing CE. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mealy. Kell reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker pinch runs for George Kell. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boyd. White reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's White Sox, 6, Red Sox, 6. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Umflett is walked intentionally. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett scores. White moves to third. Umflett moves to second. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Bob Keegan now pitching. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid Hudson now pitching. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-4 in the game, with two doubles. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheely for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.